The 2024 presidential meltdowns continue, but it's not just young women on TikTok who are recording themselves crying and screaming and then posting it on the internet for us to enjoy. It's also mainstream media anchors as well who are still in shock, but just like after the assassination attempt, when they tone things down for about a week or two, they will get back to their regularly scheduled programming of declaring Donald Trump is Hitler. They won't be able to help themselves. But for now, we're blessed with headlines like this from the New York Times. Trump's America. Victory changes nation's sense of itself. That's right. This is Trump country. But before we get into all that, subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. This poor girl doesn't think she's ever going to be able to go to work again because Kamala Harris lost.
How am I supposed to go to work?
Wait for
it. How am I supposed to go to work and do all of my normal daily activities when I know that we all just chose for things to get exponentially harder?
Well, harder meaning you're not going to get free handouts from the Democrat Party and they're not going to forgive your student loans. So yeah, you better get your butt to work, young lady.
This is a message to anyone who follows me. If you voted for Trump, unfollow me and block me. If you didn't vote, unfollow me and block me.
Oh.
The fact that it's this close means I've lost all hope in the American people. Like, it should not be this close. Why would anyone vote for this person? He's so evil. He's so demented. Kamala's not perfect. We all know that.
She's a complete moron. And birds of the feather flock together.
Is anyone else having a meltdown?
Yes, they are. And thankfully, for our enjoyment, instead of them calling some of their girlfriends on the phone and talking like normal people used to, they are recording themselves melting down on the phone and then sharing it with the entire internet.
I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to wait. I'm so stressed. How you can't look out into the world, into the people of this country and see what's happening.
We're making America great again. That's what's happening.
And how hard we're all fighting for rights not to be taken away.
What rights?
I personally think that if all of these men are voting to take our rights away, they don't deserve to touch a woman for the next 4 years. So, hope you thought that through, you guys.
Thank you for this public service announcement, because Donald Trump voters would be best to definitely stay away from you and your kind.
All I have to say is good luck getting laid. especially in Florida.
Where Florida actually went for Donald Trump, meaning that the majority of citizens there support the MAGA agenda. I don't think they'll have any problem.
Because me and my girlies are participating in the 4B movement. That's my next plan. And I'm dead fucking serious.
The 4B movement is a feminist idea where they refuse to date men, to get married, or to sleep with them, or to have children. So basically, it's a bunch of lesbians.
America, how could you do this to us again? What the how are we supposed to live another 4 years like this? What the hell? What did you do to us?
I don't know if this one is a troll or if this one is being sincere, but the fact that it's impossible to tell the difference shows just how whacked out these people are. A lot of people are sharing this online, thinking that it's an authentic white dudes for Harris, but this is a known old school YouTube troll named Boogie2988. But this is entertaining, but this is just staged.
I can't believe Trump's actually going to win this thing. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm so pissed off.
Oh, my.
God damn it.
Just one more of the libs from TikTok melting down, and then we'll get into the news anchors' reaction, who are supposed to be professional and maintain their composure.
I was just walking down the street to go get my medication because I'm out and I need it for today.
I'm sure psychotic medication.
And I saw a woman walking her two kids, and she had this look on her face. And I looked at her, we made eye contact, we both kind of nodded. Like we were both
crazy,
just devastated, and you could just tell in her eyes.
She saw the nose ring and the haircut. She's like, "Oh yeah, this is one of those." Retards of the feather flock together. Okay. But it's not just young feminists who have been duped by the multi-billion dollar information warfare machine into breaking down into tears. Here is Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, and his daughter, and Tampon Tim, who is surprisingly maintaining his composure a little bit better. As you can see, Ms. Emhoff, or whatever Doug's pronouns are, is breaking down. Here's a Clown News anchor on site as the mentally enslaved awaited Kamala's concession.
It has almost a funeral-like vibe. Despite the music that you hear playing in the background, people are very somber. And especially the young people, this is their first experience with the campaign in some cases, and their very first experience with a really tough loss.
I would add your co-anchor to that list, because obviously he's having a really tough time as well. But not as rough of a time as this guy. I didn't catch his name, but I sure hope that MSNBC welcomes him back.
I mean, this says more about who we are as a country and this moment that this overqualified African-American mixed-race woman did not win this race, and she lost it to a man who was a felon.
From trumped-up charges, no pun intended.
Who tried to overturn the will of voters in a free or fair election. You talked about the House.
Here's an MSNBC weekend host whose name isn't worth remembering. They brought on to the panel on election night, trying to come to grips with his new reality, or whatever this carbon-based life form's pronouns are.
What was it, 6 hours ago, I was mystified by what was going on. And now I can't help but think that if this election seems to be, if it proves out that the millions of people who are watching Fox News, if that ends up being the case, then...
If Kamala loses, you mean? Yeah, she did.
I can't help but wonder if the American people have given up on democracy.
No, actually, we just saved it just in the nick of time, which is why one of the talking points that they're going to be repeating from now until eternity is that they need to regulate social media, because thankfully Elon Musk bought Twitter and loosened the rules, allowing freer speech on the platform, which really set them off.
I think this is a big, huge, huge part of the story that it's hard to even digest fully at this moment. But you have Elon Musk, who owns Twitter, X, whatever we're calling it these days, X, who is a disinformation propagandist and now has a direct, could potentially have a direct line to the Oval Office.
You mean the Democrat Party wasn't able to control Twitter this election like they did in 2020, blocking the Hunter Biden laptop story and then suspending major media outlets like the New York Post for reporting on it? And just like in 2016, before they came up with the Russia hoax, Russians spreading fake news on social media, which duped people into not liking Hillary, of course, they were saying that it was just sexism. And so, since they're always a broken record, they are rehashing that talking point.
I just say really quickly, yeah, too, Democrats need to be mature, and they need to be honest.
That they're disinformation agents, and that they sunk so low that they sounded like a schizophrenic homeless person ranting about the end of the world, even though they're billion-dollar brand name outlets.
And they need to say, yes, there's misogyny. But it's not just misogyny from white men. Mm-hmm. It's misogyny from Hispanic men.
Right.
It's misogyny from black men. Things we've all been talking about, who do not want a woman leading them. Might be race issues with Hispanics. They don't want a black woman as president of the United States. You know,
Actually, I think Donald Trump did better with women this time around than he did in 2020. Just like he did better with the Latinos and the blacks than he did in 2020 and in 2016, despite now 8 years of the Operation Mockingbird assets smearing him as a racist 24/7. But Joy Reid, the angry black woman over on MSNBC, thinks that Kamala Harris's campaign was perfect.
Let's just be clear. And nothing that was true yesterday about how flawlessly this campaign was run is not true now. I mean, this really was an historic flawlessly run campaign. She had Queen Latifah never endorses anyone. She came out and endorsed. You know, I mean,
wow, a bunch of celebrities endorsed her, but the bimbo couldn't even answer a basic policy question, even after being asked about it on two or three different shows. There's going to be plenty more meltdowns to come, so be sure to subscribe to my channel if you're new here and check back on a regular basis. And by the way, my Liberal Tears mug is back in stock in my online store at markdice.com, so head on over there or click the link in the description below and check it out.